What is the Memorial Driving Tour?
We thought we would try something maybe different a few years ago. Not that everybody may not like history. I can't imagine people not liking history, but there maybe there are a couple. So we thought we'd do something that might explain history in a different view. A lot of people are visual, including myself. When you say a number 2,539, what does that mean? But when you see 5 miles of 2,539 candles, a luminary, on the tour road, and each candle represents a soldier that was killed, wounded, or missing in that battle of 1861, your perspective changes maybe, as opposed to just seeing that number or hearing that number. So we thought we'd try something different and get a different mood. A lot of people like to come out to the park when it's dark. This is an opportunity to do that, but plus also see the lights and also represent a little bit of our history.
Yeah, it's a great way to honor those who were part of the battle. And it does put in perspective how big of a battle this actually was for this area.
Yeah, it wasn't big, as you know, you might think of Antietam or Gettysburg.
Right, but this nothing was compared to that, but it played a significant role.
Very early in the war, and it was only a little over five hours, and if you could extend that to the same types of battles in Antietam and Gettysburg, you'd have the same amount of casualties, which is really scary. So
what's going to be going on both on the tour road and at the visitor center?
Well, we have this event. It starts at 4:30 tomorrow night, and it goes until 9:30. But it's our luminary event, and each candle, like I said, represents those soldiers. But more importantly, we have about 80 volunteers putting these luminaries on the tour road. So I always thought it was Steve Ross's and my event, but it really isn't. It's the Scouts' event. They've really put their arms around this, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. And there are some other civic organizations that would like to help, too. So, again, it's something that we can give back to the community. And plus also maybe kind of honor those soldiers you had mentioned that gave their lives. The Ray House is open also, which a lot of people may have not have seen the Ray House. And I know one visitor here 2-3 years ago mentioned that it's kind of dark in here. Well, that's the way it would have been. There's just candles. And it kind of gives you a little, you can sit back in time a little bit and say, well, this is what it would have been like, fireplace and candles. That's all they had for electricity, so to speak.
Right.
And so, again, it's an opportunity to see the house. We have a couple of people that will be in period dress. And then we also have some reenactors in front of the Ray House there that will be willing to answer questions. So it's kind of a nice event, but also kind of a different event to talk about history. But we thought it might be something really worthwhile. And this, again, it's our 12th year of doing this. And we'll have 1,400 to 1,600 people show up in about a three-hour period.
Wow.
And it's a great event, we think.
Yeah, and I bet it takes a lot of hours to get all those luminaries filled and set into place.
Yeah, our last week we had 66 volunteers that came out and made the luminaries for us. They're already ready to go. Tomorrow, we'll actually place those on the road. And then the same evening, we'll take them up. So it's a quick thing, but at the same time, we want to do something special for the community.
And you brought a luminary. Let's see what they look like.
So our visitors
they're filled with sand, and then you actually have flameless candles.
We do.
Fire danger.
I went to, the Boy Scouts were very upset with me when I did that because they love the flame outs.
That's right.
But at the same time, when the wind blows and the fires go out, and you have a mile and a half worth of candles not there, you go, what's this about?
That's true.
All the work and all the effort, I thought we might twist a little bit of Mother Nature there a little bit. So we went to an electrified candle, basically.
And something that they didn't have back then, besides cars and some other things that are included in this event, but you said you've got something different this year.
Yes. One of our foundation members said, Ted, why can't we do this? And I'm always put up for challenges. And I've seen this at other locations, but this is one of those things that you can turn your radio to a certain station when you come to the park. And the information that we used to stop and talk about at the front gate, you can turn your radio and the information will be there along with some dulcimer Christmas music.
So, all right. That sounds nice. So you can listen to that as you're driving along the tour road.
It's a repeating loop. At the same time, we wanted to do a safety issue because sometimes we back the traffic up a lot, talking to people what we said on the message. But this way, you can just turn your radio and keep on driving, and the information will be on the radio.
Nice. And what's the frequency?
We're trying to use 94.1.
Okay. So you've got a ceremony, I understand, at 4:30?
We do, and I've done this basically just to thank the volunteers, and it's an opportunity that we can kind of say thank you. But they give so much to us, but we also want to give something back. And then we lower the flag, we play taps. The Kickapoo Choral Group will be there, and they'll be singing carols at the Ray House and at the Visitor Center. Then also our foundation is going to be able to provide some refreshments, and that will be at the Visitor Center. So a little bit of music, a little bit of history, a little bit of camaraderie. At the same time, we thought this would be a great thing to do for the community.
Okay, and you can start on the tour road at what, 5:15, is it?
5:15-ish. You can get there at 5, but again, it's something about when the candles are in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
They look a little better. So 5:15, 5:20-ish. It's usually the last couple of weeks, it's been kind of dark by that time.
And this is a free event. There's no admission charge.
Yeah, I love that word, free. And no, there's no charge. We want to give back to the community. And again, they've done a lot for us, our volunteers and our visitors. So this way, just we can say thank you.
All right. Again, this is the Wilson's Creek National Battlefield 12th Annual Memorial Luminary Driving Tour, 4:30 to 9:30 tomorrow night. And if somebody wants more information, what number can they call or what website can they go to?
They can call at 732-2662 and just ask or select 0 for the operator, or you can use our website at nps.gov/WICR.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to me.
No, thank you for having us.